Welcome to Parenting Special Needs Podcast, Purposeful Conversations. I'm Shantae, and I created Parenting Special Needs Magazine, the first digital interactive magazine, and this podcast to help empower, equip, and inspire families like mine raising children with special needs. In today's podcast, we're talking about knowing what's predictable about raising a child with special needs. Do you want to know what's predictable and constant about raising a child with special needs? That there's going to be change. And you're definitely going to need a plan A and a plan B. And I'm going to say from experience that you'll probably need a plan C too, just in case. I'm living this lesson right now in my own life with my daughter. She's getting ready to leave high school and transition to the next phase of her life, which is hopefully a college program and working. Our plan A, the goals and visions and mapped out path, had a few twists and turns. And because of the changes, our plan B is currently in limbo. And just FYI, limbo is scary. It's knocked me for a loop. And it has caused anxiety for my daughter, who prefers, likes, and needs routine. Needless to say, our whole household is anxious. I'm sharing this with you all because I know that change is certain to happen. But I guess the powers that be felt I needed a huge reminder, so I'm passing my lesson on to you all. Change is bound to happen. It happens in all areas of our lives, and we need to be prepared to deal with these changes. You know, when you're driving and a sign reads bridge out or a road closed, you have to take a detour. That's basically plan B. I'm learning that it's actually good to have a plan C too. Why? Because stuff happens. Teams change, teachers change, schools change, principals change, districts change, rules change, and spoiler alert, our children change yearly. If each year your family went to your favorite amusement park and rode the same roller coaster, you would know what twists and turns to expect. But each year of raising a child with special needs brings a new ride with new twists and new turns, and you never really know what to expect. I like how author Diane Linder, Beyond Words, Reflections on Our Journey to Inclusion, explains it. She says, each year brings new expectations. Each year brings a new ride, complete with twists and turns. While many students progress along a line, a straight line with a known slope, children with special needs do not. They ride a wavy curve. And the parents and the teachers have to learn to accept this. It will be a bumpy ride, the ups and the downs, determined in part by our child's progress. As our child progresses, expectations change, and as they change, we all must readjust. And please beware, each year brings new teachers, new aides, new team members, and a child with transition difficulties, this in itself is a challenge. Though the challenges change, the types of adjustments are similar. We all must find a balance between high expectations and acceptance, and finding the balance takes time and effort. I think we can all handle the ride much better if we're able to learn from each other. That's why I wanted to share with you, because everything I thought I had planned turned upside down. The only thing that is predictable is change, and change is certain to happen. Please know that each year the ride of your children's progression will be full of unexpected twists and turns. Be prepared to deal with the changes in life. Know in advance that life will most likely not go according to your best laid plans. These unpredictable changes are going to result in your needing a plan A or the plan A not materializing. That's why it's always good strategy to have a contingency plan, like plan B, or even a plan C. In our life, we are currently working on our plan C. So I'll let you know how it turns out. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Parenting Special Needs Purposeful Conversation Podcast. You can subscribe, view, and rate this podcast on iTunes, and we'd appreciate if you would. And make sure to subscribe to our free magazine for parents raising a child with special needs or a disability. And you can also reach us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Wish me luck.